This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the tyranny of nations? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the tyranny of these oppressors? As we have seen it around the world, we've seen that in the Quran, in the history of mankind, and just most recently here in Gaza right now in Palestine. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the tyranny of these nations? Brothers and sisters, when we see that oppression is becoming overwhelming, the night darkens, and you could hear in your sleep sometimes those agonies and the cries of the oppressed under the feet of the oppressor. And the oppressor is becoming more arrogant with the enablers that are around them, and no one is stopping them or holding them accountable for what they're doing, so they become even actually worse every day. And that's for the case of the oppressed. Allahumma musta'an, may Allah subhanahu make it easy for them. They feel that the world has abandoned them. And that's why when they start looking up to the skies, looking up to heavens, because they've seen it in history, they've seen it also in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how when things get so bad, when the oppressors, when these tyrants, they start enjoying their tyranny without any responsibility, then there will be divine intervention. Heavens will intervene. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that many times in the Quran. Brothers and sisters, it's a legitimate question. People they ask today says, where is that victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he promised? You know, at least, where is that divine intervention to hold these oppressors, these tyrants, accountable when they're doing whatever they want to do and no one's stopping them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ Haven't they seen how many societies we have destroyed from before them? من القرون من قبل مكناهم في الأرض We gave them, we established them on earth. Like we made them strong. We made them societies. They helped them build civilizations. Like Allah says, like compare yourself to those who were before you. He says, even we made them مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم What you in your time don't even have. So they were stronger than you. They're bigger than you. They're mightier than you. Still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given them from everything. We've given them rivers, and we have sent the rain abundant upon them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِدُنُوبِهِمْ We destroyed them because of their sins and their wrongdoing. So no matter how strong or mighty they are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah's way of dealing with the tyrants and the oppressors is always the same. The day will come. But the question that we keep asking ourselves, when is that going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well. He has appointed that time, but we don't know it. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالْ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَرَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا How many society, how many town, big civilization that we have destroyed from before? فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْ نَهَارًا فَجَاءَهَا بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا أَوْ هُمْ قَائِلُونَ Our promise came to them, the promise of destruction, when they were asleep, during the night or in the midday. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses for himself when this will happen. We've seen that Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's our ethics as Muslims. We know that you need to hold yourself accountable, whether as an individual, whether you're being a boss at work, or even a family person. You're going to be held accountable for what you do. Your tyranny also as well is going to be held accountable for, not just on a nation's level, but on an individual level as well too. So we've seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds people accountable for that. We've seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent warnings. And he sends warnings after warnings for them to find guidance, to stop their oppression. We've seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when nothing works with them, he will intervene. Divine intervention will come in to protect them. We've seen that. But when this is going to come? Now that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the promise for himself. Allah azza wa jal kept the promise subhanahu wa ta'ala for himself. We don't know when, but we know for sure it is coming and will happen. Allah azza wa jal told us the stories of the nations from before. Adan wa Thamud, wa Ahl Madian, wa Fir'aun. All these nations that we read about in the Quran when Allah subhanahu destroyed them with many, many things. For what? So we could reflect and see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise comes in many, many different ways. Like what? Allah says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. We've taken each of these tyrants because of their sins and their wrongdoings. How come? قَالْ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with rocks. Allah azza wa jal. قَالْ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ. Some with a loud cry and they were finished when they were done. وَمِنْهُمْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And some the earth swallowed them completely. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And some they were completely drowned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, all these are the mighty powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how he deals with the tyrant subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we've seen it. We read that in the history. And even today, archaeology has been proving these things. Look at Nuh alayhi salam. The flood that overwhelmed the earth because of the tyranny of the people of Nuh alayhi salam at that time. Brothers and sisters, people are now saying, okay, so this massive destruction, why is not happening today? The arrogance we see right now with the oppressors and the occupation in Palestine is unbelievable. They're proud that no one can say anything to them. The leader comes boldly, you know, on TV, and he warns every leader who dares even to speak or say anything about that. He says, you want to keep your position? Keep your mouth shut. What kind of humiliation is that is happening around the world? And everybody's just kind of like complying with that. That's a great tyranny. And that, subhanAllah, for me is an indicator that the end is near. Because Allah subhanAllah promised will be fulfilled, whether they like it or not. But when? We don't know. For that massive destruction that people were expecting, just to give you an idea here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Musa alayhi salam, when Musa came alayhi salatu wasalam, and after the destruction of Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that massive destruction that could ever happen on earth. It was a time before Musa alayhi salam, when Allah Azza wa Jal, he destroys nations because of specific actions sins they've committed, and specific nations in particular. And Allah subhanahu says about Musa, قال, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. We have given Musa the scriptures, the book. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ. After we've destroyed the nations from before him. قال, الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى, before, basair, guidance right now. لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدَى. So this is a guidance for the people, guidance for them, so they can see through rahmah and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of our ulama, they say the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped that, because that was a time coming closer and closer to the time of Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, who would become the messenger of the entire world. And he was sent as rahmatul alameen, wa ma arsalnaka la rahmatul alameen. We have been sent as a mercy to the world. And part of that mercy, such a destruction at that massive level is not going to happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to punish other nations and people in other ways. Brothers and sisters, one of the examples was Fir'aun. Fir'aun, Allah described him, he says, قَلَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. He became a tyrant. He was rising so high in his tyranny and his arrogance on earth. To what extent? He used to say to the people of Egypt, he says, قَلْ أَلَيْسَ لِمُلْكُ مِصْرِ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. Like, what else do you need as a proof? Like, I'm the master of this land. I control everything. He says, أَلَيْسَ لِمُلْكُ مِصْرِ. Egypt at the time was the greatest nations of that ancient world. Everybody was marvelous about the beauty and the amazing civilization that was happening there in Egypt. So the Fir'aun, feeling himself so independent, he claimed himself to be God. And he told them, look, don't I own this? All of this is mine. These rivers flow underneath my feet by my command, that he's claiming basically. And then he said to the people, قَالْ مَا أُرِيكُمْ مَا إِلَّا مَا أَرَى. وَلَا أَهْدِكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. Listen, he said, look, whatever I see is good for you, and you should follow me. And I'm the one who guides you to that which is right. And that's exactly what we hear from the oppressors today and from these tyrants. Coming to dictate to the world what needs to be done in order for this peace, the world peace, happens. They think that they own the narrative, and they have already mastered all that skill. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from behind them. Fir'aun did the same thing. Allah Azza wa Jal highlighted about Fir'aun, and that's the irony, ya jama'ah. Fir'aun was against Bani Israel, the Israelites. And now how it's completely the opposite. Here, Allah describing Fir'aun, what did he do to the people of Bani Israel? قال يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم. He used to kill and slaughter their children, their babies. Their children. 7,000 children have been killed so far in Gaza, Jama'an, even more. قال ويستحيي نساءهم. And he captures their women. How many women were taken hostages in the prisons of the occupiers? With no charges. With no charges for years. And no one cared. All of this to break their spirit, the spirit of the nation and the people that they're oppressing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that not just because it was the only thing that the Fir'aun did. That's the least that he did. But just to show us to what level, when he reached that level, Allah destroyed him. Allah destroyed him. When the oppressors reached that level, when those tyrants reached that level of humiliating the whole nation and the world to that level, claiming themselves that better than anybody else than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his promise to be fulfilled. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسان مسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا. These are the societies, these are the nations that we will destroy them, he says. He says, we destroyed them before. We can destroy more those who come for. وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا. And their destruction was already set on an appointment. We don't know it. We just don't know it. But we know when tyranny reached that level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will intervene. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, قال إن الله لا يملي الظالم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he keeps giving the ظالم a chance after chance, the oppressor, chance after chance, maybe to reflect, to repent, to reverse. حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. But if they don't, he says, قال they will have no escape after that. And then he started the ayah, قال الله تبارك وتعالى وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. So in the translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but when he seizes them, he does not let them escape. As he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, such is the crushing grip of your Lord when he seizes the societies entrenched in wrongdoing. Indeed, his grip is terribly painful and severe. One time, Sahaba came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were in Mecca. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting in the shade of the Kaaba. And when they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resting when everybody's suffering there, they came to the Prophet, قالوا يا رسول الله, يا رسول الله, ألا تدعو لنا, ألا تستنصر لنا, shouldn't you make dua for us and ask Allah for victory, which is what many people doing today, and keep doing it. But the time when it's right, Allah subhanahu will bring it in. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat up and he said, look, those who were before you suffered even more than this. They were cut to pieces because of their faith and their deen, their iman. They took the flesh over their bones because of their faith, and they never renounced their faith and their iman. He says, I promise you. He says, I swear to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that peace. He says, that peace in the Arabian Peninsula will happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this religion prevail until you see the weakest and to see that the most vulnerable. He mentioned even the lady will travel alone from in the most treacherous area in the Arabian Peninsula alone, feeding nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wolf that might actually prey over her sheep. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. But you're hasty people. When it comes to time, it's irrelevant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we sometimes rush things. But Allah knows best. My job and your job is to make sure I'm doing the right thing for the oppressed and doing the same thing as well to remove that oppression and hold this oppressor and tyrant accountable. That is my duty. And that's my duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the least, if you could do anything else, then the dua, because never ever underestimate the value and the power of the dua. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين وإخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظهم بحفظك يا رحمن يا رحيم واكلأهم برعايتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفع البلاء عنهم يا رب العالمين. ارفع الظلم والبلاء عنهم يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم احفظهم بحفظك يا ربنا. تقبل شهداءهم واشف مرضاهم وجرحاهم ورد غائبهم وسلمهم جميعا يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأقم الصلاة.